Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Ches, the first parak Hashu Tafin. This parak has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak, may his neshama have an aliyah, and as a schus for Rufu Shlemer for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipora. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Ha'aretz, for fear that there were not enough provisions for everyone. Rebbe's Talmud, Rebbe Yonasan ben Amram, pushed his way in and asked for sustenance. Rebbe asked him if he was learned, and when Rebbe Yonasan said he was not, Rebbe responded, Im ken, b'ma farnascha? If so, based on what can I sustain you? Rebbe Yonasan answered, Parnaseni kekel v'ko'orev, sustain me like a dog and a raven whom Hashem sustains. Rebbe gave him food, but was later upset at having provided for an Am Haaretz. His son, Rebbe Shimon, suggested that this was perhaps Rebbe Yonasan, she'ena rotza l'hanas mekavet Torah miyamav, who does not want to ever benefit from the honor of Torah. This was found to be correct, and Rebbe then allowed everyone to receive sustenance. Rebbe's original policy was based on his position, Ein paranus bal olam el bishvil Am Haaretz. Misfortune only comes to the world because of the unlearned. He proved this from a tax which was levied on Tiberia, and when Rebbe refused to compel the rabbis to contribute, the other townspeople fled and the tax was canceled. Point number two, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinarim to Rav Yosef and said, Lahavi la mitzvah rabba, let it be used for a great mitzvah. Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah. And Abai said that since Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught, Ein poskin staka al yosomim, we do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, afilu l'pidyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives, this indicates that Pidyon Shvuyim is a great mitzvah. Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mari for the source of this principle, and he answered with a pasuk listing impending calamities, which mentions those destined to die naturally, by the sword, by famine, and those destined for captivity. Rav Yochan said, each misfortune written is worse than the one before it. Death by the sword is worse than a natural death because the body is disgraced. Death by hunger is worse still because he suffers. He also quotes Psukim proving this. Shevi kashmakulam, captivity is worse than all the others, the chulis nalme, because all of them are included in it. And point number three, the Gemara darshens the pasuk, v'hamaskil miyasiru kezohar rakia, and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dayan shadan emes lamito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. Matzdikei harabim kechochavim lo'olam ve'ed, and those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. El gabay tzedakah. This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give tzedakah. Abraham explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and staka collectors, and explains the second phrase, El Malamdi Tinokos. This refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. Rav says that Rav Shmuel bar Shilas exemplifies such a teacher. Rav once found him in a garden and said, have you abandoned your integrity? Rav was surprised to see him since he was always faithfully teaching his students. Rav Shmuel responded, it's been 13 years since I saw this garden, and even now my mind is on my Talmidim. Ravina says that regarding the rabbis who themselves learned Torah, it's written, V'olavav k'tzeitz Hashem b'gvuraso, and those who love him will be like the sun going forth in its might. Tosa says this refers to the sun in the time of Mashiach. So once again, the three points are number one. Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Ha'aretz, for fear there were not enough provisions for everyone. Rebbe's Talmud, Rebbe Yonasan ben Amram, pushed his way in and asked for sustenance. Rebbe asked him if he was learned, and when Rebbe Yonasan said he was not, Rebbe responded, Im ken, b'ma farnascha? If so, based on what can I sustain you? Rebbe Yonasan answered, Parnaseni kekel v'ko'orev, sustain me like a dog and a raven whom Hashem sustains. Rebbe gave him food, but was later upset at having provided for an Am Haaretz. His son, Rebbe Shimon, suggested that this was perhaps Rebbe Yonasan, she'ena rotza l'hanas mekavet Torah miyamav, who does not want to ever benefit from the honor of Torah. This was found to be correct, and Rebbe then allowed everyone to receive sustenance. Rebbe's original policy was based on his position, Ein paranus bal olam el bishvil Am Haaretz. Misfortune only comes to the world because of the unlearned. He proved this from a tax which was levied on Tiberia, and when Rebbe refused to compel the rabbis to contribute, the other townspeople fled and the tax was canceled. Point number two, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinarim to Rav Yosef and said, Lahavi la mitzvah rabba, let it be used for a great mitzvah. Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah. And Abai said that since Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught, Ein poskin staka al yosomim, we do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, afilu l'pidyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives, this indicates that pidyon shvuyim is a great mitzvah. Rava asked Rabbi Bar Mari for the source of this principle, and he answered with a pasuk listing impending calamities, which mentions those destined to die naturally, by the sword, by famine, and those destined for captivity. Rav Yochanan said, each misfortune written is worse than the one before it. Death by the sword is worse than a natural death because the body is disgraced. Death by hunger is worse still because he suffers. He also quotes Psukim proving this. Shevi kashmakulam, captivity is worse than all the others, the chulis nalme, because all of them are included in it. And point number 3, the Gemara darshens the pasuk, v'hamaskil mi'asiru kezohar rakia, and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dayan shadan emes lamito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. Matzdikei harabim kechochavim lo'olam ve'ed, and those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. El gabay tzedakah. This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give tzedakah. Our Bryce explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and stock collectors, and explains the second phrase, El Malamdi Tinokos. This refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. Rav says that Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas exemplifies such a teacher. Rav once found him in a garden and said, "Have you abandoned your integrity?" Rav was surprised to see him since he was always faithfully teaching his students. Rav Shmuel responded, "It's been 13 years since I saw this garden, and even now my mind is on my Talmidim." Ravina says that regarding the rabbis who themselves learned Torah, it's written, "V'ohavav k'tzeitz Hashem b'gevuraso," and those who love him will be like the sun going forth in its might. Tosa says this refers to the sun in the time of Mashiach. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ches, and our standard Siman is a challah, and we often use a baker or bakery in the Siman. So here goes. The great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chochamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and sent a challah to the Melamed Tinokas next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. So once again, it's a motion. The great rabbi who opened his bakery, that must be learned Daf Ches, challah, bakery. The great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chochamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, which reminds us, Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Haaretz, for fear there were not enough provisions for everyone. The Gemara brings the mice of Rebbe's Talmid, Rebbe Yonos ben Amram, who came for sustenance, but said that he wasn't learned, which eventually led to Rebbe allowing everyone to come. So the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chochamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, which reminds us, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinar to Rav Yosef and said, "L'havig l'mitzvah rabbah, let it be used for a great mitzvah." Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah, and Abai said that since Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda taught, "Ein poskin staka al yosomim," we do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, a field of Pidyon Shvuyim, even for redeeming captives, this indicates that Pidyon Shvuyim is a great mitzvah. So the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chochamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and sent a challah to the Melamed Tinokas next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. Which reminds us, the Gemara darshens the pasuk, "V'hamaskil mi'aziru kezohar rakia," and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dayan shadan din emes lamito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. "Matzdikei harabim kechochavim lo'olam ve'ed," and those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. "Eil gabay tzedakah." This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give tzedakah. Our Bryce explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and tzedakah collectors, and explains the second phrase, "Il melamdi tinokos." This refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. So once again, the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chochamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and sent a halacha to the melamed tinokos next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf dalet, so the simur daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The doormaker, that must learn daf dalet, delet, door. The doormaker delivering an ornate door for a temple, ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, which reminds us, after Herod's murderous rise to power from slavery, Herod killed all the rabbis because he disqualified a slave from being king. He spared Baba ben Vuta to seek his advice, but blinded him. After attempting to trick Baba into cursing him and finding that he would not, he regretted having killed the rabbis and asked Baba how he could achieve atonement. Baba told him, "Hu akiba or sho'olam," he extinguished the light of the world by killing the Talmid Chochamim, since Torah is compared to light. "Yelk v'yasuk or sho'olam," he should go and occupy himself with restoring the light of the world by rebuilding the base of Mikdash, which is also compared to light. So the doormaker delivering an ornate door for a temple, ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, who was allowed to advise him because if the king won't build it,
No one will.
Which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Baba Vambuta could provide advice to Herod to help him attain forgiveness, since Daniel was punished for helping Nebuchadnezzar. Two answers are given. Number one, Shani Avda di Yechayiv Mitzvahs, a slave like Herod is different since he is subject to some mitzvahs and so may be assisted in attaining forgiveness. And number two, Shani Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash is different, Dila Malchus L'Mispinei, because without the king undertaking the project, it would not be built. So the door maker delivering an ornate door for a temple ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, who was allowed to advise him because if the king won't build it, no one will, got a call from a man who wanted to order a door for a fence he just put in after his neighbor who surrounded him had already fenced in three sides. Which reminds the next Mishnah states, if one surrounds his friend's field on three of its sides and fence those three sides, the inner neighbor is exempt from paying. Rabbi Yossi says, Im Amad Vagadar Suraviz, if he, the inner neighbor, arose and fenced the fourth side, Magagal Nilav is a kol. We place on him the obligation to contribute to all the fences. Daf Hey, so the symbol Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High, using bricks made of ground. Hey, that must be on Daf Hey. The man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High using bricks made of ground hay, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Kotzel Chaser Shanafel, if a courtyard between neighbors fell, Mechayvinos Leiv Noso Ad Arba Amos, we obligate each one to build it up to a height of Dalet Amos, which is sufficient to block them from seeing into the other's Chaser. Becheskel Shanasan Ad Shiyabi Rai Shonas, after it's built, each neighbor is presumed to have contributed to the wall until the other brings proof that he did not contribute. Since it's well known that each must contribute, we assume that neither would have built it alone. So the man who was believed when he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High, using bricks made of ground hay, was not believed when he told his creditor on the due date of his loan that he paid before the loan was due, since it's a chazaka, people don't pay debts early, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, Hokoveh Zman Chaverov, one sets a time for his friend to repay his loan, and when the due date arrives, the borrower claims he paid before it was due, he's not believed. Alavaisha Yifra Bezmano, if only people would at least pay on time. The Gemara later explains that he holds it's a chazaka that person does not pay a debt before its required time. Abai and Rava say that a person does occasionally pay debts early because sometimes money becomes available to him. So the man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High using bricks made of ground hay was not believed when he told his creditor on the due date of his loan that he paid before the loan was due, since it's a chazaka people don't pay debts early, and was told by a hay salesman passing by that even if he made such a claim after the loan was due, he would not be believed since b'makom chazaka lo amrina mali lo shaker. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Tavo Lachrizman, if he sued the borrower to pay him after the time it was due, and the borrower, who would have been believed to say he paid on time, instead said, I paid you within my allotted time before it was due, is he believed? Miyamrin b'makma chazaka mali l'shaker? Do we apply the logic of, why should I lie and believe the borrower, even in the face of a chazaka, that people do not pay early? Odilma b'makma chazaka l'amrin mali l'shaker? Or perhaps we do not apply the logic of, why should I lie in the face of a chazaka that people do not pay early, since his claim is not credible? Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The avid sword collector, that must be more in Dav Vav. The avid sword collector who placed his thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses cases where one has an established right in his neighbor's property. Rashi explains that these rights are established immediately when using his neighbor's property in his presence and the neighbor doesn't protest, proving that he bought or received this right. Rav Nachman said one who established the right to place thin beams on his neighbor's wall has not automatically established the right to place thick beams there, since the neighbor may not have allowed this, but if he established the right for thick beams, he certainly may place thin beams. Rav Yosef holds that even a right for thin beams automatically establishes a right to place thick beams. So, the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, which reminds us, Ravina said, regarding this beam built for shade, which is resting on a neighbor's wall, Atlasim Yomin will have a chazaka up to 30 days that it remains there, and the neighbor doesn't object, it does not establish a right to continue doing so. But if it remains there longer than 30 days, it establishes a right for him to rest beams there. So the avid sword collector, who placed his thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, was busy making a fence of swords across half his roof, while his neighbor across the street was making a fence on the other half of his. Which reminds us, Abai said regarding two houses facing each other across Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, this homeowner must make a fence four amos tall along half his roof, as does the other owner on the other half of his own roof, Umadif, and each one must extend his fence to go slightly past the halfway mark, so that neither can gaze directly onto his neighbor's roof. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The security guards with guns. Guns? That must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, which reminds us, two brothers divided an inherited estate where one received a mansion and the other received an adjoining garden through which sunlight illuminated the mansion. The owner of the garden built a wall near the mansion blocking its light. When the mansion owner protested, his brother responded, "I'm building on my own property," and Rav Chama ruled in his favor. So, security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of the town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a city's security needs are collected lefi nefashos, the number of people in a household, lefi shevach mamun, according to their wealth, or lefi kirubatim, or according to the proximity to the wall. So the security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of a town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall, knowing that the Talmud Chachamim would be exempt from participation since they don't require protection. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda Nasiya required the rabbis to contribute to the city's wall together with the other residents. Reish Lakish objected, Rabbanu Otsrichi Nitarusa, rabbis do not require physical protection, and he brings a pasuk. Rav Yochanan brings a different pasuk supporting this idea. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the when the Reish Lakish holds the Talmud Chachamim do not need to participate in the security needs of a town since they don't require protection? That's on Dav Zayin. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn when a partner is believed to say he contributed toward the building of a wall? That's on Dav. Hey. Good. Number three. Which thing when the one who has a chazaka to place thick beams next to his neighbor's wall can place thin beams there as well? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn about the height of the amitraksin and differences between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number five. Which of the one that Matzike Rabbim like Kochavim refers to Melamdi Tinokos? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss if the security needs of a town are assessed based on the number of members in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall? That's on Dav. Zayin. Good. Number seven. Which of the one the pigeon Shvuyim redeeming captives is considered a mitzvah rabbah, a great mitzvah? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number eight. Which stuff in the case of two brothers who inherited property and one brother's wall is blocking the sunlight to the other brother's mansion? That's on Dav. Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff in the case of one partner marking the border of his wall with wooden pegs, which is seeming proof that Hezek Ria loves Shmei Hezek? That's on Dav. Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff in why Rebbe only opened his storehouses of food for Talmud Chachamim and not Amaya Arts during a famine? That's on Dav. Ches. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.